stop by one of those fast food places for a quick bite on the way into work today. I found out there's a reason why most of those places give you throwaway plastic utensils. That's because no intelligent knife, fork, or spoon would ever go back a second time. And by the way, anything that looks good enough to eat usually is left over from the previous diners. The show started for another day, right? Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have tennis tabloids, celebrity close-up, plus a remarkable man named Bill Demby. You'll hear about his story in all the commercials from DuPont. Artificial leg, but he plays basketball. Plus, an erotic car wash. Speaking of erotic, the pink Cadillac is back. This time, Natalie Cole is driving it. Lay car my foot. That's Natalie Cole in the Pink Cadillac. Well, you probably haven't heard about the magazine Multiracial Love or Quilting USA, but University of Mississippi journalism professor Samir Hasni has. He collects magazines and owns the premier issues of about 4,000 publications. Some are obscure, some are mainstream. And Samir Hasni's guide to new magazines is hot off the press. According to Hasni, exactly 477, he counted, new magazines were published last year, but the odds are 80% of them will fail. In fact, he says only 2 out of 10 magazines survive after 4 years of publications. Meanwhile, today's hot magazines are family-oriented, gun-oriented, fantasy-oriented, sports-oriented, and, of course, a little erotic here and there. It's crisp, sharp, precise, a time-honored demonstration of courtesy, an essential of military politeness. The salute is a common bond of unity among all members of the U.S. Armed Forces. The act of saluting is based on years of military tradition. It encompasses rules of etiquette and compulsory procedures. The next time you salute, think about what it stands for: pride, professionalism, and tradition.
Tuna's Tabloid.
Did you know that spring fever is real? It's true, according to the information-laden newsletter Bottom Line Personal. It says people eat less and sleep less during the spring, and they want whoopee more often. Meanwhile, you can overcome insomnia by writing down everything you need to remember the next day. Do it before retiring. Then you can let go of it all and visit the Sandman guilt-free. Also, did you know that more injuries occur at home than anywhere else? That's right. 39% of men and 28% of women were injured at home. And an odd fact, men who have had vasectomies develop kidney stones twice as often as men who have not had them. Researchers still don't know why. Does that have to do with accidents at home? And don't throw out your old furniture. You can use it for dinner tonight. The advice of a nature-loving nut, Robbie Roberts, alias the Barbecue King. He says old unwanted furniture made out of oak, walnut, hickory, or citrus adds a novel flavor to meats. In fact, he recommends mixing oak wood like you find in your dining room table with the charcoal briquettes for a hardwood taste that's hard to beat. In addition, he's concocted a special mixture of Worcestershire sauce, lemon vinegar that bleeds excess fat off the meats while it cooks. Let's chop up the end table there.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Rat's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
If you can mash,
then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
If you can mash.
Morris Pickett and the Monster Mash here with Charlie Tuna. Here's another monster hit from Michael Jackson and Dirty Diana. Said that. Now can you guess who said, I like the moment when I break a man's ego? Author James Simpson can. That's because he spent the last 37 years reading thousands of newspapers and magazines in pursuit of other people's words. His book, Simpson's Contemporary Quotations, outlines some of the most notable quotes since 1950. Now, by the way, chess champion Bobby Fischer is the man who gets his thrills destroying egos. Other notable quotes include, a committee is a group that keeps minutes and loses hours. Milton Berle said that. I specialize in murders of quiet domestic interest, Agatha Christie. And if only I had a little humility, I'd be perfect. Ted Turner said that.
Charlie Tuna.
His actions spoke louder than words when John Paul Jones took on the Union Jack in the Navy Classic of 1779. The main bout got underway at night off Flamborough Head, England, when Captain Jones' flagship, the Bonhomme Richard, closed in on the much larger British man-of-war, Serapis. Locked side by side in the moonlight, they slugged it out with muskets, and the casualties were very heavy on both sides. During the three-hour match, with both ships on fire and only the pumps keeping the American ship afloat, the captain of the Serapis called out, "Do you ask for quarter?" The term in those days for surrender. That was when Jones called back his immortal answer, "I have not yet begun to fight." Another version has it that he said, "Sink me if you can. If I must go to the devil, I'd rather strike to him than you." The fighting went on until the Serapis was defeated in one of our greatest victories at sea. On the telephone, I've got a man I've been wanting to talk to and meet. This man's quite an inspiration. You've seen the DuPont commercial where you see the guy playing basketball, and then they cut down, and you see he's got artificial legs. And I said, what an inspiration he's for everybody. His name is Bill Denby. You've seen him in the DuPont commercial on television. And he has, it's called the Seattle Foot, I guess, in the beginning. And he's on the phone right now because you're in town to do you're doing a thing called Winners today. Is that right, Bill?
Yes, that's right.
Well, back in Vietnam in 1971, a truck you were driving hit by a rocket, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you lost both legs.
Uh-huh.
And then you were introduced to, tell me about the Seattle Foot, first of all, this artificial limb.
Well, I just happened to be, I walked in the VA and asked for a new pair of legs.
Uh-huh.
And they were saying, at that time, that was about 4 or 5 years ago, and they had this new foot they wanted me to try, and once they told me that it enables you to run and jump and do things like that, I said, sure, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of went from there.
Wow. I mean, this is quite a breakthrough, I guess, on behalf of DuPont, this prosthesis, because it works, I guess, in the same manner your muscles would move, right?
Well, yes. It gives you a spring or it works the same way that your ordinary foot would do. Mm-hmm. It builds up energy and releases energy at a particular time.
Hmm. Did you believe what you could do with it? I mean, when you first started trying it out?
Well, it was strange at first because I had to get adjusted to using something that was actually helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should explain it. Helping me by, it actually pushes me along.
Is that right?
Compared to the other foot that I was using.
Uh-huh. Now, you were, using another one since 71 or since...
Yeah, I think the foot's been on the market for years. It was the Satch foot, and, you know, up until 4 years ago was probably the only thing that was being used other than a few others.
Right.
And it was good because that was all we had.
Right.
And I just sort of like to thank DuPont and Dr. Burgess and all those people involved in developing or doing the research to come up with a good foot that people can use.
Now, in the DuPont commercial that we see on television when you're playing basketball in there, these are all like non-actors, right? Just off the basketball courts in New York?
No one was an actor in that.
Oh, they must have had to take a second look at you, huh?
Yeah, I think I sort of scared them. And, you know, they were somewhat timid at first with me. And, you know, of course, no one wants to hurt anyone. So once we started playing, I scored on them a couple times. And they said, uh-oh. You know,
we got to check this guy.
Get on this guy.
That's right. That was the thing I was wondering about. They probably treated you a little with care at the beginning. And then all of a sudden they had to... Because you were popping them in there. I mean, you really move around on that court.
I get around.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you move around. That's what I'm saying. You're something else. So, now, what are you doing, Bill, for your occupation these days?
Well, the fortunate thing about it, being disabled, I under the Veterans Administration, I get an income from them, so I do a lot of volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And I work for a program called the Disability Awareness Project. And what we do is targeted schools that have mainstream disabled kids within them that are having a hard time adjusting because the kids are usually teasing them about their disabilities. So we design a program, and we go in there, and we talk to the school, the whole school, and we play basketball in the wheelchair. We even we'll blindfold a few kids and have them walk around. So what it does is they get a chance to visit the world of the disabled.
I see. Well,
and so we're trying to change people's attitudes is what we're trying to do.
I think everybody's attitude's changed seeing you in that commercial. Also, I should mention that Bill holds the national amputee record in the shot put, the discus, and the javelin.
Yeah.
And you're headed for Seoul, Korea, huh?
Seoul, Korea, yes.
With
yes.
the Paralympics, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, it's called the Paralympics, which is the Olympic Games for the physically disabled.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that must really be exciting, right?
It is. It's probably the closest thing I've always wanted to compete in the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, because losing the legs, that dream sort of went down the tubes. But it seems that this is probably as close as I'm going to get, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, Bill. I mean, I really admired the commercial. I said, that guy, I'd love to talk to him, and I'm really happy I had the opportunity to meet you on the phone here. He is in town, as I mentioned, he's taping the show Winners. It's a special edition of the Will Schreiner Show this afternoon. Good luck to you, Bill. We'll all be watching you in Seoul, Korea, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Shoot a few more hoops for me out there while you're on the court, okay?
I will.
Thank you. Split up the
profit. You're a wild and crazy guy. No seatbelt, huh?
Wild and crazy? I can't drive tied up in a nylon strap. I mean, what's the point here?
Say you're making it down the block at over 30 miles an hour.
30 miles?
Yeah, just 30. 30? So then this brick wall kind of jumps right out from nowhere.
Uh-huh.
What?
So I stopped.
Yeah, sudden life. But the car stops first. Then you, you're still doing 30 miles an hour till you hit the windshield.
And without my seatbelt, that's wild.
Yeah, and crazy. Buckle up.
Hits, the Cover Girls, and Because of You. Well, because of this guy, we all got a little more rhythm. This is Keith Sweat. Sweat and something just ain't right. Well, even a first-time father can find himself where you have days something just ain't right. It's hard to be a cool daddy. If he knows how to avoid the embarrassing pitfalls of parenthood, though, maybe you're on the right track. Example, be cautious at a parent-teacher night where instructors keep trying to have you sit in those little painted chairs from the Thumbelina collection. After all, it's hard to look cool when your derriere is wedged in a desk. In addition, a cool daddy should be aware of the dangers lurking at local playgrounds, getting stuck in the middle of a slide, for example, or falling off the teeter-totter can tarnish your image. The words of wisdom come from Hugh O'Neill, author of the book Daddy Cool. He claims it's possible to be truly cool and have kids at the same time, but you have to remember to check your shoes for oatmeal before leaving for work. Alcoholism, right behind heart disease and cancer, our third most severe health problem. Alcoholism, a major cause of accidents, absenteeism, and low productivity. Alcoholism, often called the family disease, because the entire family suffers with the alcoholic. Alcoholism, there are no quick cures, but it can be beaten. Find out how at your local alcohol abuse office. Alcoholism, you can live without it.
celebrity close-up.
Today, a visit with former Charlie's Angel, and now, of course, for the cosmetics ads, one of the chief spokeswomen, Jacqueline Smith, whose most recent miniseries, The Bourne Identity. We talked to her about how she ever found herself dreaming in character.
In Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, when she was pregnant through half the movie, and I found myself dreaming, yes, this is, and I leave the pregnant bed on thinking, oh, I'm going to have a baby, you know, so yes, I did in that. I wanted to have children so much, and I put on the maternity clothes, and I really pretended at lunch hour it was me, and that I was going to have a baby. And it was a good omen, because right when I wrapped the movie, I got pregnant.
Celebrity close-up.
That's Debbie Gibson and Foolish Beats. Now, listen, not foolish. This is In Excess and the new sensation. In Excess and a new sensation here with Charlie Tuna. Wait till you hear the new sensation and get in your car wash. That's coming up. Charlie Tuna. Cancer is something that none of us likes to think about, but there is some good news. Methods of treatment of cancer are improving steadily, and many cancers are curable if detected early. A thorough physical examination every year is essential. Equally helpful is to know and heed the 7 danger signals of cancer. Unusual bleeding or discharge, a lump or thickening in the breast or elsewhere, a sore that does not heal, change in bowel or bladder habits, persistent hoarseness or cough, persistent indigestion or difficulty in swallowing, and change in a wart or mold. If any of the danger signs appear, you should see a doctor at once. Surgery, radiation, and anti-cancer drugs are the primary cancer treatments. Prompt medical treatment can save your life. That's worth thinking about. Well, here's a car wash that's really cleaning up. In Canada, in Montreal, Quebec, I have a Canadian car wash owner on the phone here who knows how to keep his male customers in a lather. Because, well, the business apparently features female attendants in lingerie.
And you get your car washed by as many as 8 of these ladies. And Jack Mailhot is on the telephone here. Jack, how are you today?
Very good. Yourself?
Fine. This is, what is this called? Car wash erotic?
Yeah.
You must have lines up and down the blocks.
Yeah.
It's doing all right, huh?
Yes, sir.
How much does your car wash cost?
It costs about $12 for a wash outside of the car.
Outside of the car. Oh, yeah. You mean it's extra for the inside?
No, no, you don't have an extra. You don't put, you don't touch inside the car, only outside.
They don't vacuum it or anything. Just wash your car on the outside, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you had this business going?
It's very good. It take about 10 or 15 minutes to clean the car, and the business for now, it's very, it's not too bad.
How long ago did you start it?
I started 1st April.
Oh, is that right? April 1st?
Yeah.
No fooling, huh?
No, no.
The young ladies, now there are 8 of them that wash their car?
Yeah, it's a young lady.
A young lady?
Yeah.
Not ladies.
Ladies.
I know. Well, now, they're dressed in lingerie?
Yeah, it's a lingerie. It's an erotic lingerie.
And they, I'm trying to figure this out in my mind. Picture, if you will. I have way with words. The young ladies, do they have any complaints from the authorities?
No problem.
No problem at all?
No problem at all.
And do you have mainly male customers or do women come through?
Yeah, you have a lot of women and all kind of people come to clean the car.
I bet they do. Are you thinking of franchising these kind of car washes around the country or...
Pardon me?
Are you thinking of going into franchising, putting this kind of car washes in different cities like you have there?
Yeah, you have a lot of people who come. You could come from Quebec City, and you have from St. Jerome, St. Jacinthe, anywhere.
Well, now, what happens when the weather gets a little chilly in Montreal?
The weather depends. If the weather is cloudy, it's you have not too much... But it's not too busy, you know. Yeah. When it's very nice weather, you have a lot of customers.
Well, what about wintertime now? Are you open then?
For now?
I mean, during the winter in Montreal, do they still run around in lingerie? When it's cold?
For the lingerie?
Uh-huh.
It's,
Well, do they still work during the winter, Jack?
The winter?
Uh-huh.
I don't start the winter. I think the winter, I've got a lot of trouble with the winter, eh?
Yeah, well I would think they wouldn't be able to work in their particular outfits during the cold weather.
Yeah, it's cold weather. I think it's going to be stopped because it's too cold to wash the car, eh?
No, I would think, yeah. We get your point there. Okay. Well, now, the hearing is down here that you're going to have a male attendant in...
Yeah.
It's sort of like Chippendales type, right? To wash the ladies' cars now, too, huh?
Yeah.
You must be doing okay up there money-wise. All right. Well, hey, thank you for your time, Jack. It'll probably give a few guys down here in Los Angeles some ideas.
No problem.
On how to clean up. Yeah, no problem. Are you in the insurance business, too? Hello today to all our friends and listeners in Busan, Korea. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Till then, stay tuned.
the American Forces Network, Europe.
Play it safe this summer. Swim only in authorized areas.